Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Tuesday, September 2nd, and we're starting the month in the red after a fantastic August. Futures are pointing to a lower open across the board.
That's right. The S&P futures are down about 53 points, Dow futures off by nearly 300. It's a risk-off mood for sure, and the headline driving everything is tariffs. Absolute uncertainty.
Let's get right into that. A federal appeals court ruled that the bulk of President Trump's tariffs are illegal. That sounds like good news, so why the long faces?
Because, and this is the key detail, the levies will stay in effect until at least October 14th. The administration is appealing to the Supreme Court, so the market is stuck in this limbo. We have a ruling that says they are illegal, but we still have to pay them. It's pure confusion, and it's not the only trade-related headline-rattling cages. We're also seeing reports that the U.S. is tightening restrictions on Samsung and SK Hynix, revoking licenses for them to use U.S. semiconductor equipment in China.
More supply chain headaches. So, with all this uncertainty, where is the money flowing? I see gold is absolutely ripping higher.
Gold is hitting record highs, and that's all about the Fed. The market is screaming for a rate cut. The CME FedWatch tool is now pricing in a 91.8% chance of a 25 basis point cut at the September 17th meeting. It's practically a done deal in the market's mind.
So the market is basically betting that the Fed will have to step in and soothe these trade war jitters. Interesting dynamic. Let's pivot to some huge single stock news. Kraft Heinz is splitting up?
Yeah, a massive move. The board unanimously approved a plan to separate into two independent, publicly traded companies. They're hoping a tax-free spinoff will unlock shareholder value. KHC is basically flat pre-market, so the jury is still out.
Got it. And what's this with Meta? They're in hot water over AI chatbots?
They had to remove several celebrity AI chatbots after it came out they were using celebrity voices and generating images without permission. Another unforced error for them, and the stock is down about 1.4% pre-market.
Okay, not a huge move, but definitely a bad look. On the positive side, Signet Jewelers looks like a bright spot. They had a great quarter.
A fantastic quarter. Signet beat on earnings per share by 37 cents, beat on revenue, and guided third quarter revenues above what analysts were expecting. The stock, SIG, is popping on that news.
Let's talk Tesla. Sales of their China-made vehicles dropped 4% year-over-year in August. That can't be good.
No, it's not. Especially when you see competitors like NIO and XPeng reporting huge year-over-year delivery increases. Tesla's stock is reflecting that concern, down about 1.4% before the bell.
All right, let's hit the big movers, because there are some wild swings this morning. The top of the gapping down list is just, wow. Spirit Airlines, ticker FLYY, is down almost 46%.
They're seeking bankruptcy protection. The company issued an open letter to its guests this morning. It's a brutal outcome, and the stock is getting completely decimated. On the flip side, Cytokinetics, CYTK, is up over 32%, a huge gap up.
And we're seeing some other big moves. Air Lease, ticker AL, is up over 5% after agreeing to be acquired by a consortium including Sumitomo and Apollo for about $7.4 billion.
That's a nice premium. And you also have Frontier, ULCC, gapping up almost 9% after an upgrade to buy from hold at Deutsche Bank. So some pockets of strength in the airline space, even with the Spirit news.
Let's look at the technical picture. The market feels like it's coiling. What are the key levels you're watching for the SPY and QQQ?
Exactly. We are in a consolidation phase. For the SPY, immediate support is around $638. If we lose that, 635 is the next major level. To the upside, we need to break through resistance at 642 to get any bullish momentum going.
And for the Qs?
The QQQ has a slight bearish tilt. Key support is at $561. Resistance is up at 566.50. And critically, the VIX, or in this case the VXX, is rising. That signals more volatility and fear are creeping in, which usually means pressure on the indices.
So what's the play at the open? It feels like a trader's market, not an investor's market right now.
100%. You have conflicting signals everywhere. The tariff news is bad, but the near certainty of a Fed rate cut is supportive. I'd be cautious. Watch those key support levels on the SPY and QQQ. If they break, we could see a quick move lower. The weakness in tech, sector XLK, is also a warning sign.
So be nimble. We've got economic data on deck too, with the final manufacturing PMI at 9:45 a.m. Eastern, and the big one, ISM manufacturing at 10 a.m. That could definitely move the needle.
Absolutely. That ISM number will be crucial. Any sign of weakness there combined with the tariff uncertainty could really accelerate the selling. On the other hand, a strong number might calm some nerves.
A very tricky setup to start the month. That's all the time we have. Thanks for the insights. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the action. Have a great trading day, everyone.